If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
To have heard the end of Schwani's story there, but we're running so late today with our weekend theater segment next. What's going on stage in Chicago, you ask? A couple of guests in studio to perform a little of something that will be opening in the Chicago area in a couple of days. It's the return of Pump Boys and Dinettes in Chicago. One of my favorite shows that I don't think has been performed in the Chicago area in quite a number of years. I'm so happy it's back, and I'm so happy with us, a couple of the performers who are here and starring in it at the theater at the center in beautiful Munster, Indiana. Joining us in studio is Christine Mild, who plays Retta Cupp in the show. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us.
It's so good to be here.
And returning to our studio is Sean Whitley, who plays Jim in Pump Boys. But how many times now? This is your third time, did you tell me?
This is my second time doing the show, but this is my third time doing your show.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't
yes.
care about the other show.
Yes, only your show, only. Absolutely.
No, but he's a returning veteran, was in...
what was that show?
What was the show that Elvis and you know, it was Johnny Cash.
It was a flash in the pan, really.
It didn't last.
It
didn't
barely played here in Chicago. I seriously can't remember the name of the show.
I can't believe
Million Dollar Quartet. Oh,
thank you very much. I had
R.I.P. Million Dollar Quartet.
Seriously, we had like every incarnation of the Chicago cast here in the studio with us. We must have had Million Dollar Quartet people on the show like 12 times, seriously, of different cast members. I can't believe that I couldn't remember that.
It's become a population unto itself. I tell you, so many people are so many places around the country are doing it now.
Yeah, literally one of the most successful musicals, to hit the Chicago area. And Sean was very much a part of it all.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have to be. I mean, you're in rehearsals right now.
Yep.
Because you're going to be opening on the 15th. Out in Munster at the theater at the center. But it's got to be a lot of fun. This is such a fun show.
It's so much fun. And what's fun about it is that, similar to Million Dollar Quartet, the cast is the band. So you form a band and you do a show together, and it's a great bonding experience. It's very playful. The show is kind of open to interpretation. There's not a strict plot that's happening. It's more characters that are playing together and having a good time. So it kind of bleeds into real life. We are having a blast, totally.
Talk a little bit about, though, I mean, what people can expect when they come to see the show.
Sure. Well, it takes place in North Carolina. The time is kind of fluid, but we've been saying a simpler time. So it's in North Carolina. There's a gas station with some attendants, and then there's a diner with...
Two dinettes,
in fact. Two wonderful singers, and it's basically a slice of life, what goes on in their day and what they think about their relationships, and they sing and they dance and they bang on pots and pans, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the planning stage like? I mean, from when the moment that you found out that you were getting this role to where you are now, what's the process like getting a show together to have it up and running on the 15th?
Well, we are 2 weeks into our rehearsal process, but we were cast months ago. You get your script in the mail and your contracts, and so we all kind of did some prep work. But really, we showed up 2 weeks ago not knowing each other and not knowing each other's strengths or talents and never having played together before, though Sean and I had done some music together. But we spent 2-3 days just working on the tunes, 8-hour days, just a normal work day. But we just play music and sing all day, and then we got up on our feet and started staging and coming up with funny ideas and dances we could do in our dinette, and oh, what if we had this fry pan, and oh, wouldn't it, you know, we started doing creative experimentation with
the
music.
So you guys were developing this on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very...
It's been a very collaborative process, I would say. So the artistic staff, they're very open to what we are bringing to it, what our strengths are.
Yeah.
And really, you know, it's about getting the music as tight as possible at the beginning, because that
that's really the key, the play, to the whole thing, right?
It centers
around kind of the glue that holds everything else together. And the theater at the center in Munster, I think as an audience member, I hope that the actors also feel the same way. I think it's like one of the most delightful theaters to go to.
It's really interesting, the layout of it. I've never worked in a theater quite like it. It seems like it's kind of like 3/4 of one of those repeat games, you know, like with the four different
it's
areas.
It's almost theater in the round, but it's not theater in the round. Yeah. So we do have a set, but the playing space kind of juts into the middle. So, and there's audience all around you, but everybody's really close. So, you know, as an audience member, yeah, you have a great view no matter where you're sitting. And as a cast member, no matter where you turn, you can play to different people.
Yeah.
So it's a really freeing thing, because when you work in a traditional proscenium theater, you have to kind of always make sure you're facing forward. But in this kind of a theater, you're free to kind of turn and play all around you. So it gives us freedom to your movement that you don't normally have.
Yeah. Sean, I wonder if this is going to be for you like when you were over at the Apollo Theater.
In a way, yeah.
With the Million Dollar Quartet, because I mean, people were like, you know, practically right on top of you over there. Talk about an intimate theater space.
Yes, that was one of my I've always enjoyed playing in those spaces, because there's a lot less artifice to your performance when people are right on top of you. They say it's kind of a little bit more like film, where you don't have to overdo it, you know. In big houses, there's a lot of acting going on, and it's a very specialized art form, I think. And so
you mean
to
like
be
it's
more naturalistic,
exaggerated, so the whole house,
yes,
so like even like the way back of the theater is understanding and getting what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to play to the back row, and in this one you can be more naturalistic in your approach, and that makes me feel a little more, I don't know, real in a way.
Yeah, a little more organic. I get that.
Yeah.
Not distracting though. Because if I was that close, I would totally be trying to break you up and like get you off the game a little
That's
bit.
That's why they don't put you on the front
they
row.
They never let me sit in the front.
We will not allow you to be in the front row.
Don't you have people that are like, I'm not intentionally trying to break you up, but like singing along or...
I'm totally into it. I love seeing what the audience members are doing.
Yeah.
And you'd be shocked at what people will do in an audience. And you think, well, maybe they don't realize that we're real people standing here right in front of them.
but you can't see them
balancing your checkbook and think that I don't see that, ma'am.
Have you really had somebody doing that?
Well, I mean, you see people do various things that are a little confounding. Yeah, you know, they'll definitely, I mean, women love to get inside those purses, you know, and they'll drop things and, you know, just leave it on the ground. And they'll, you know, they're grabbing down, they're trying to pick it up. But yeah, people do, you know, they'll get out their, you know, Ziploc baggies of whatever trail mix they decided to bring that day. And and it's hilarious. I think it's funny, because there is something really magical about a live theater experience, that there are real people in front of you. And that there's this transaction happening, and you're making eye contact with strangers, and they're sitting there quietly watching you do your thing.
I am so going to go get some trail mix before I come and see your show.
Wave that baggie in the air.
Right, and get the loudest cellophane bag I can possibly find. 10:49, they're going to perform for us, Sean and Christine. Pump Boys and Dionettes getting ready to open on the 15th. At the Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. We'll hear them next on WGN. And it's 10:53. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning, our weekend theater segment today. In addition, all of our regular features today, in addition to remembering the 15th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. We'll get back to more of that coming up after 11 o'clock this morning. Right now in studio with us, though, Sean Whitley and Christine Mild from Pump Boys and Dionettes, that's about to open at the Theater at the Center in beautiful Munster, Indiana. So what song are you guys going to do for us first today?
This first song, it's called Memoir, and it's a remembrance of someone that's passed away. Very beautiful song. Here we go. Ready, Christine?
I'm ready.
You never lacked for nothing, and you kept me the same. I was a child and you were growing old. Mama let you love me and you staked your claim. I was a child in your household. Well, I got the news by message on the station phone. Mother of my mother, she was Grandpa's bride. They needed me beside them, saying, life goes on. The love she gave us, it will abide. On a winter hillside, I pour out now a fountain of my grief. My brothers standing by my side, passing through us, there is one belief. I was a child in your household. Didn't you find my sheriff's badge when I was 7? Didn't you let me drive your car when I was 11 and a half? Didn't we laugh? Didn't we laugh? Didn't we laugh? Grandpa gets up and Mama helps him stand. It's hit her so hard she can't talk. Everyone moves off as if by silent command. Oh Lord, what a lonesome road to walk.
On a winter hillside, two grave diggers lounge upon the lawn. They wait there so politely till the last one in the family is gone. Mamma, Mamma, there's a change in the light. Now the day has gone.
I was a child in your household. Mamma, Mamma,
that sure is beautiful. Wow, that is really nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is absolutely gorgeous. The show will open September the 15th. It's going to play through October the 16th. Theater at the Center in beautiful Munster, Indiana. You can get tickets by going to theateratthecenter.com or by calling 800-511-1552. Guys, I appreciate you coming in. Christine Mild and Sean Whitley. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.